The WTNS Communication Lines gives you 2 hours of local news, weather, sports, and information. WTNS Radio gives you everything you need to know. We are live and we are local. And it all starts with WTNS News.
News time.
Explaining a misconception, I'm Jeremy Scott. The most recent bout of winter weather brought about level 1 and level 2 snow emergencies throughout much of east central Ohio. Coshocton County was under a level 2 from 8 p.m. Sunday night through around 8 a.m. yesterday for a roughly 36-hour span. A level 2 basically means if you don't absolutely have to be out driving, you should stay home. However, a level 2 does not explicitly make staying home mandatory as a level 3 does. Sheriff Jim Crawford says his issuing a level 3 would take an extraordinary circumstance.
If we get to the point where safety, public safety personnel cannot respond, that's when I'm going to call level 3.
Even though the possibility is remote, Crawford reminds residents if a level 3 ever were to be issued and an unauthorized driver were to be caught out on the roadways, the possibility would exist for not just a citation, but also an arrest. From the Coshocton County Sheriff's Office, this is the report from yesterday. Marcia Shoemaker of Dresden reported her vehicle being struck in the parking lot of Kraft Foods. Logan Moses of Coshocton was traveling west on Chestnut Street when an unknown truck pulled out in front of him, and he swerved and went off the street and into a snowbank. One other accident to report. Two men are okay after this particular accident occurred. It happened just after 2:30 on Township Road 390 in Pike Township. Wyatt Bremer of Frazeesburg was heading north while Robert McGraw was heading south when they crested a hill. Neither driver was able to see the other one. They collided head on. McGraw sustained a minor head injury, but he was treated at the scene and released while Mr. Bremer was not injured. And no complaints to report from yesterday. The Coshocton City School Board will be holding a special meeting tomorrow at 5 to accept the resignation of 8-year board member Steve Clark. He resigned effective Saturday. The board will begin interviewing candidates, and it has to name a replacement within 30 days of Clark's resignation. The newly appointed member will serve Clark's term through December 31st of 2023, meaning they will be up for re-election in November of 2023. Clark says he's resigning for personal reasons. A pair of popular programs on the local recycling front is going away. The more immediate of the two is the Coshocton Fairfield Licking Perry Solid Waste District Light Bulb Recycling Program. That program, which collects old unbroken tube light bulbs and compact fluorescent bulbs, will terminate January 31st. Coshocton County Recycling and Litter Prevention Program Manager Tammy Rogers says it's a simple cost-cutting measure.
That's been pretty well received, so it's unfortunate, like, that's going to have to go away.
In Coshocton County, the drop-off location is the County Health Department. The Waste District's battery collection box program is also going to be cut by the end of the year, though Rogers says that date is still to be determined. 96 cameras in total will soon be placed within the Newcomerstown schools. A $112,000 COPS grant has been awarded to the district to replace outdated technology and place new ones.
Newly installed, new servers.
That was a nice grant.
New everything. And it's time. Mm-hmm. It is time.
Superintendent Jason Peoples says the cameras will be located in all common public areas of the schools. He credits staff Marilyn Kramer and Sean Dakin for their hard work on grant writing to secure that grant. Newcomerstown will soon be more of a draw for those who like to travel the Tuscarawas River. By next year, Newcomerstown will be a permanent location on a printed map that outlines the Tuscarawas River Water Trail. Village Council entered into a memorandum of understanding with MWCD for the effort.
We get a sign that's another marker for where that there's a ramp, an access ramp, but also there's a sign that goes up along the river that says you're so far from Newcomerstown's ramp.
Mayor Pat Cadle says being part of the River Water Trail will allow more tourists to enjoy the new outdoor amenities of Newcomerstown, like Simon's Heller Park and Trails, and the recently constructed boat ramp this past summer has already been seeing a good bit of use. And Coshocton street crews will be out working on removing snow piles from Main Street and surrounding areas today. Use caution when you're in those areas. They're also continuing to work on getting the side streets and alleyways all cleared up. I'm Jeremy Scott, WTNS News.
It is 5 minutes after 9 o'clock, 34 degrees currently in Coshocton. Good morning, everyone, and it's time for the Communication Lines program and another wintry day, albeit not as bad as Monday or even yesterday. The temperatures are sneaking up above the freezing point, but it is going to get cold again tonight. So whatever remnants of snow and ice that you might have, you might want to address that today before it gets cold again. Before we get to our guests here, let's run down our list of cancellations and delays once again. Coshocton County remains under a level one. This look at the cancellations and delays is brought to you by Coshocton Regional Medical Center and Given Dawson Paisley Funeral Home, Riverview Schools, Ridgewood Schools, and the Coshocton County Career Center. Closed today, Coshocton City Schools and Sacred Heart are on a two-hour delay. New Kemmerstown Schools are on a two-hour delay, and Garraway Schools are on a two-hour delay. Hopewell Schools will be closed today. Coshocton County Head Start and Early Head Start closed. Montessori Preschool Early Morning Care canceled today. This look at the cancellations and delays brought to you by Coshocton Regional Medical Center and Given Dawson Paisley Funeral Home. Those of you in Coshocton and New Kemmerstown and Garraway have been on a two-hour delay all morning. Might want to start getting ready for school. It is that time. Any other schools with another day off? We're still under level one in Coshocton County and the back roads, and I haven't been out and about, but I would imagine that some of the back roads are still rather perilous. So if you do need to be out today, give yourself a little bit of extra time. We're going to have open phone lines for most of our program today to talk about whatever is on your mind. And my gosh, we have been all over the place so far this week. It doesn't matter. You can give me a call here in a little bit. I have some stories from the AP marked. We can talk some sports. We can talk some travel. We can talk about the weather or whatever else is on your mind. We do have a Riverview senior here in the studio with us this morning to tell us all about her senior project. It is Allie Miser. And she will be working with the Pregnancy Center of Coshocton, and also Rebecca Armstrong here from the Pregnancy Center of Coshocton to tell us about that organization. Allie, good morning. Thank you for being here today.
Yeah, good morning.
The senior project. Now, not all Riverview seniors do a senior project. Is that right?
That's correct.
Okay. Who is it that does senior projects? You choose to do so, or is it a requisite for one of your classes? How does that work?
So seniors are given the choice whether they want to participate in a senior project or not. I think, you know, it's a great opportunity, you know, given to seniors to be a part of senior projects. It's a way to get out into your community and help some people.
And so do most of your friends, are they doing a senior project as well?
Yeah, the majority of them are.
Okay.
And another benefit of doing a senior project is you get out of school earlier than all the other seniors, so that's another benefit there.
Okay, but here you didn't have school today because of the snow, and here you are here with me, so going the extra mile. Tell us about the project that you have chosen.
So the idea for my project actually began a year ago when I was a junior at Riverview. I was a member of CCYL, and for those of you who don't know what that is Coshocton County Youth Leadership. And one of our projects through CCYL was to take $100 given by the Coshocton Foundation and to pay it forward to make a difference in our community. So I remembered that my Aunt Lindsay had conducted a successful diaper drive over at her company in Columbus that she works for, and I have always had a passion for the unborn and for abortion and helping those moms to choose to keep their babies. So I did some research on how to conduct a diaper drive and discovered what I call one of the best-kept secrets in Coshocton County, which is the Pregnancy Center of Coshocton. My diaper drive was really successful. I was honestly shocked. I didn't know, you know, how the community would respond. I thought I was going to have to end up spending the $100 on diapers, you know, to donate to the center. But I ended up collecting over 6,000 diapers for the center, and I was just, you know, amazed and was really grateful for all those who donated.
And why did you choose this as a project? A very serious topic, obviously. Why did you choose this as a senior project?
Like I said, I've always had a passion for the unborn. You know, I could have easily been an abortion statistic, but thanks to my dad, he stepped up and chose life for me and has raised me with the help of my grandparents for, you know, 17 years of my life. And, you know, I'm really grateful for him. And I'm just, you know, really trying to help all the mothers who, you know, have maybe unwanted pregnancies or having questions about abortion, and just, you know, we are there to help them.
Is there any help from the public that you're asking for right now as far as donations or diapers, et cetera?
Well, the center is always open to donations. You know, we take clothes, diapers, you know, whatever, you know, you think a baby might need. But also, we're always open to new volunteers. We are looking to expand in the near future. And, you know, if we do end up expanding, we are going to need all the volunteers we can get.
Okay. And we'll come back and talk a little bit more in depth. We do have Rebecca Armstrong alongside right now, and she is with the Pregnancy Center of Coshocton. Good morning, Rebecca.
Good morning, Mike.
The Pregnancy Center of Coshocton, how long have you been around now?
It's a little over 30 years now.
And you told me that moments ago, and I was kind of surprised about that. And honestly, I think this is the first time I've talked to a representative of your organization.
Right. Well, that's unfortunate, but I'm here to rectify that.
Okay. Well, tell us about the Pregnancy Center of Coshocton. Others might remember it as the Pregnancy Distress Center, but you dropped that word distress.
Right. We recently dropped the word distress because that kind of gave out the wrong connotation. We're there to support, and not just moms, but also dads. Grandmas, aunts, uncles, whoever might be involved in a young child's life. And we do provide assistance to not just those who are currently pregnant, but those who have new babies. And we even have clothing, and we have maternity clothing. We have clothing up to size 5T in our, what we call our baby boutique. We have cribs. We have just about anything you can think of has been donated, and we're very grateful for the community's support, those who do know about us, and hopefully today, now that more people know, we'll get even more help.
Do you have a physical location?
We do. It's 819 Main Street, so just up the hill from the library there. We're actually currently in the Sacred Heart Ministry Center building, so we're open to the public on Friday mornings from 10 till noon. If anyone wants to stop by and take a tour and find out what we're all about, you'll see the big blue flag outside that we're open, and just stop by.
In addition to clothing and diapers, what specific services or advocacy do you provide?
Okay. We also have an abstinence program that we're offering to the community, to youth groups, student groups, what have you. We have an abstinence person amongst our volunteers who's willing to do that. Allie and I have been speaking to churches. We've spoken to other groups. And we are open to coming if anyone wants to contact us. We're open to coming and speaking at their groups to let them know more about what they can do.
And how as far as clothing and diapers and the physical help goes, how many parents, babies, infants would you estimate that you you serve or help at any given time?
Well, Mike, currently, of course, we're still recovering from this whole pandemic.
Sure.
Thing. So we did have a period of time where we were pretty slow. I don't think anyone was doing anything. And but we're picking up. And we, on an average Friday, I would say we have three people stop by. But then we also have a 24-hour helpline. And so those who are in need or who have any questions can call that 24-hour hotline at any point in time, and we'll set up an appointment to meet them at the center.
And how much activity does that helpline get?
It varies. Mm-hmm. It really does. It varies. We have just like with anything, we'll have periods of time where we'll get a lot of calls, and then some weeks will go by, and we'll want to check our phones to make sure they still work. So.
Well, and in any new parents, regardless of the situation, will tell you that diapers are a significant expense. They go through a lot of diapers. About how many diapers would you estimate that you distribute?
We give a free pack of diapers to every person who comes in. So I'm not sure exactly what the numbers are, but
okay.
I know that we've greatly diminished Allie's supply that she provided for us.
Tell us a little bit about, from your perspective, working with Allie on her senior project. Mm-hmm. And the good that it's done.
Oh, goodness. This senior project, I just couldn't recommend it enough, not just for students of Riverview, but also for those in the community who would like to support a young person who is showing leadership qualities. The Senior Project Program at Riverview is in its sixth year under the direction of Mrs. Cindy Hemming. And as Allie said, their goal is to improve the community, school, and themselves. And who could ask for a better goal for a young person? They do as a mentor, just for those of you who might be intrigued by the idea, you do need to ensure that your student provides 30 hours of documentation and a portfolio that will be presented toward the end of the year. We also, not just mentors, but the students meet with Mrs. Hemming to check hours and check progress. And then at the end of the year, the students have present to a community panel and have a display at the senior gallery. Some students are selected to speak at the school board. I mean, it's an intensive program, and it's a good one to lay that foundation for students to be future leaders of our community.
In addition to you, Rebecca, at the Pregnancy Center of Coshocton, are there others? You have volunteers? You have a staff?
Yes, we are all volunteer-run. Some ladies have been there since the beginning. And just this past Thursday, we at our meeting, we had a new volunteer come in. So that's encouraging. And as Allie said, we're always looking for new volunteers. We're growing. That's part of the reason why we want to get the word out. And volunteers run it.
What else would you like to share with our listeners today about the Pregnancy Center of Coshocton?
Just come visit. Come as a person in the community, come visit, see what we're all about. We are an independent, we're independent of NAHOCO. I know some folks think of us as being affiliated with NAHOCO. We're actually affiliated with an organization called Heartbeats International. Stop by. And if anyone out there is in need, and I want to make sure that people realize, just as you said, you know, being a parent is hard. Being a parent of a newborn is hard. It's stressful under any circumstance. So stop by and see how we can help you. We would be more than happy to help.
All right. And anything else that you would like to touch on, Rebecca, concerning the Pregnancy Center or working with Allie on this project?
Allie has been magnificent. She's a go-getter. She has a passion, and her passion comes through in her volunteerism. She's been easy as a mentor. She has been very diligent about her hours, very diligent about the homework I might give her, that type of thing. And I really appreciate Allie, working with Allie, and I appreciate the program that Riverview puts forth.
Do you, at your office, or do you keep specific hours each week that people could come in if they're just curious after they hear us today to pop in, look around, talk to you?
At the Pregnancy Center?
Yes.
Yeah, we are open to the public 10 till noon on Fridays, so you can stop by any time during those hours. And if those hours don't work for you, give us a call. Check out, we also have a Facebook page, and we have a website. And you can, there's a chat line on the website if anyone has any questions there as well, if they'd like to keep. I do want to say that everything, absolutely everything, is confidential.
If the public would like to help with diapers, clothing, or help out in some other way, what would you ask them to do?
Just stop by on Friday mornings. That's the easiest way to do it. We're always needing diapers. One program we have is we give out a layette. It's like a mini baby shower in a bag for new moms who are coming in. And for those, we do need new clothing, new toys, things like that. So if anyone in the community wanted to donate those items, if they're saying, well, I can't do anything because I'm an empty nester, I don't have any used baby clothes, consider, you know, going and purchasing some things for our layettes and participate in a mini baby shower for these moms.
Are all or most of the diapers and clothing that you distribute donations, or do you go out and purchase some?
We do purchase some if we need to, but so far the community response has been good. And most, I would say 85 to 90% of what we have is all donation.
Do you need primarily newborn diapers, or all the way up to all sizes?
All the way up. We actually, the last time I was on schedule to volunteer on a Friday, I had people coming in wanting I guess they call them trainers now. And so for the bigger kids, we need those as well. So anything you want to bring, we can use it.
All right. That is Rebecca Armstrong from the Pregnancy Center of Coshocton. If you would like to find out more, you can stop in at, what was the address again?
819 Main Street.
819 Main Street, Fridays from 10 until noon. And that is the chosen project of Riverview senior Allie Meiser. Allie, what else would you like to share with us about your senior project and the Pregnancy Center of Coshocton?
You know, I've just really, you know, gained a lot from being a part of the senior project, not only helping our community, but I've also, you know, gotten a lot of, you know, public speaking opportunities, you know, being able to help the ladies who come in. You know, some of their stories, you know, may not be, you know, ideal, but just being able to help them and talk to them and get to know them has been really great.
What are your plans after high school?
Right now, I'm actually a CCP student at Ohio University in Zanesville. I'm working on my undergraduate degree now in biochemistry and hoping to go on to medical school.
CCP student, what does that mean?
Oh, I'm sorry. That means a college credit plus, meaning okay. I take college classes while I'm still a high school
student. So you're going to have a big head start. How much of a head start will you have? How much college have you already completed?
The end of this semester, I have 40 credit hours, so I will be starting college as a sophomore.
Okay, and very ambitious goals. When did you decide that you wanted to get into to biochemistry and the medical profession?
I've actually known I wanted to do something medical since I was really little. It's kind of funny. I was like interested in all the blood and gutsy shows on TV when I was really little. But I've just always been fascinated with medicine and, you know, how science and how it all works. But more recently, I've decided that I wanted to specialize in geriatrics.
Okay. And what led you in that direction?
Actually, my past summer job, I worked at Witten Farm Market out in Newark, and a lot of our customer base were older people. Mm-hmm. And I've just, you know, I have a lot of respect for the older generation, and I've just can connect with them and talk to them, and it's just, you know, I love old people.
Well, and you casually tossed out the phrase blood and guts moments ago, but for a lot of people, even though other people that do have a passion for helping people and wanting to help them with their health, the blood and guts sometimes can be a deal breaker. Not for you.
No, not really.
Okay. All right. Anything else you'd like to share with us, either about your future plans or your senior project?
Just again, you know, the senior project has been, you know, a great opportunity. And I, you know, for any young listeners out there, I definitely recommend being a part of a senior project.
All right. Thank you both for being with us today. It has been a pleasure. That is Riverview Senior Allie Miser and also Rebecca Armstrong from the Pregnancy Center of Coshocton. Thanks for being here.
Thank you.
All right.
We have open phone lines from here on out, 740-622-1560, 1567, or 545-9284. And always a pleasure talking to the I love talking to students and young people with plans and ambitions and projects to begin with. A great system that they have at Riverview now with their senior project. I've had the pleasure to speak with several actually quite a few Riverview seniors over the years and their senior projects and all the diverse causes that they adopt during their senior year. So we can talk about that if you would like. We can talk about whatever else is on your mind between now and 11 o'clock this morning. Let's get started. 740-622-1560, 1567, or 545-9284. And I left all my talk show prep in the printer, so need to take a break. And I'll go grab what I've got from the AP, and we'll go from there. We'll be back in just a moment.
Come shop for the latest in hunting and fishing products, or book that hunting or fishing trip that is so much needed in 2022. The legendary Northeast Ohio Sportsman Show is January 20th, 21st, and 22nd at the Mount Hope Event Center, hosting outfitters from across the United States, featuring seminars on hunting and fishing all 3 days. Buckeye Big Bucks will be on site to score that trophy buck on Saturday only. Log on to OhioSportsmanShow.com. For complete details. Hours are Thursday 2 to 8, Friday 9 to 9, and Saturday 9 to 5. Admission still just $10. The Northeast Ohio Sportsman Show, January 20th, 21st, and 22nd at the Mount Hope Event Center, State Route 241 in Mount Hope. Presented by Kidron Sports, Mahindra of Maslin, Extreme Parma Marine, Newhouse Outdoors by Affordable Barns, Sleep In Suites, 360 Hunting Blinds, WQKT MC TV, and Alanovitz Bargain Hunter.
Do you know of someone in need of a lift chair, or do you need one yourself? Wilson Carpet and Furniture has the largest assortment of lift chairs by Best Home Furnishings, including one called the Body Rest that lets you lay back extra far for sleeping. And we have luxury power recliners and lift chairs made by Ultra Comfort with the Eclipse feature that cradles your body for extra comfort. You can find the style that suits you and recline and lift with comfort and durability. Wilson Carpet and Furniture, 230 Main Street, Coshocton.
Coshocton Regional Medical Center is committed to prioritizing the safety of our patients. That promise of better care is reflected in our achievement of a Leapfrog Hospital Safety Grade A for safety excellence and a top 10% ranking for patient safety in the nation from Health Grades 2 years in a row. We strive to be the gold standard of care and have demonstrated that pledge to every patient with our commitment to patient safety. Coshocton Regional Medical Center, where care matters most.
Call the Jeff Drennan Ford Weather Service for the local forecast 24 hours a day at 622-0194. Mention this ad for an extra $1,000 on your trade-in now through the end of the month at Jeff Drennan Ford, 801 South 2nd Street in Coshocton.
This look at the weather is brought to you by locally owned and operated Rick's Auto Sales and Repair. Minor dents and dings? No problem. Major collision repair? No problem. All repairs are handled by their ASE Blue and iCar Gold certified technicians. They accept insurance claims and offer rentals too. Rick's Auto Sales and Repair is located on South 2nd Street or call them at 740-622-3471.
Cloudy skies today with high temperatures in the upper 30s. For tonight, cloudy with a 20% chance of snow, lows around 15, and tomorrow, partly sunny in the morning, then becoming mostly cloudy, much colder, with highs in the lower 20s. Currently it is 34 degrees in Coshocton. And let's run down our list of cancellations, and I'll read the schools a couple of more times because we have delays. Brought to you by Coshocton Regional Medical Center and Given Dawson Paisley Funeral Home. Riverview, Ridgewood, and the Coshocton County Career Center are all closed today. Coshocton City Schools and Sacred Heart remain on a two-hour delay. New Kimmerstown Schools also on a two-hour delay. And Garraway Schools are on a two-hour delay. Hopewell School is closed. Coshocton County Head Start and Early Head Start closed today. And Montessori Preschool Early Morning Care is canceled for today. So that's everything we have. That has not changed for a couple of hours. So those of you on a delay, need to get out of bed, take a shower, and get dressed and get ready for school. It's 9:27, 34 degrees in Coshocton, and got some stories here from the AP to get to. We do have a caller waiting, so let's go ahead and take our first caller. Hi, you're on the air.
Morning, Mike.
Good morning.
Yeah. Sorry, I haven't been able to call in for the last week. It's almost been a week because of the snowstorm.
How's the snow keep you from calling?
Well, sometimes with the trying to be able to get out of my car to find a place to drive and be able to sit somewhere, you know.
Okay. Well, what's on your mind today?
A couple weeks ago, I know I forgot I was going to mention this, but the 2021 they introduced the list of the banned license plates.
The what license plates now?
Like the rejected license plates that people request for their vanity plates.
Oh yeah, there's always a few that slip through the cracks, aren't there?
Yep. Yeah, like the I would say them, but
yeah, we got to be careful with our language on this topic. Some of them are funny, some of them are political, and a lot of them are by many people's standards a bit vulgar.
Yep, or a lot of, or is what you call innuendos.
Yes.
Yeah, because there's so many of them. Then I know about the whole deal. Then pretty much, I know wanted to comment about the, because I know, but introducing guys volleyball. That's interesting because I know that my school didn't, when I went to high school, they didn't have that when I was in
there. Yeah, that was a story that we touched on. We got a little bit of a discussion on it, I guess, but the OHSAA is adding two sports, and I think there are 26 sports or 20-some sports. I'll look it up again here in a moment. Not all school systems, they're not required to field a team or to participate in those sports, but they are sanctioned by the OHSAA should they choose to do so. You got your popular sports like football and boys and girls basketball and baseball and softball, but there are some others that not a lot of schools participate in it, or just a few. The OHSAA in Ohio has just recently added, they announced last week that they are adding boys volleyball and girls wrestling. To my knowledge, there are some girls that wrestle, but it's just part of the wrestling team. They wrestle on the same team that the boys wrestle on. There aren't too many of them, but there have been some even here in Ohio. As far as boys volleyball goes, I don't know if I don't think that has worked in the opposite direction. I don't think that the boys are invited to be a part of the girls volleyball team. I could be wrong about that, but I don't think that I am. We see men's volleyball in the Olympics, and it's played around the world, but we don't see, for whatever reason, boys volleyball or men's volleyball in high school until now. It'll be interesting to see how many schools choose to field a boys volleyball team.
Yeah, that would be interesting, because I know my alma mater, Dry Valley, we were actually one of the ones in the state that actually was one of the few that actually had a gymnastics program.
Uh-huh.
Because I know around here, Coshocton, they would have to go clear to Tri Valley if they wanted to compete in gymnastics.
Because Coshocton, as far as I know, I don't believe Coshocton has a gymnastics team now, but they when I was in high school, they did.
Yeah. Yep. But because I know you guys were commenting about the maps last week, about that getting rejected.
Yes.
It's going to be they're going to be going down to the wire on that one.
Yeah, they will. And I'm kind of just sitting back in my armchair and my popcorn with this one, because the Supreme Court says, okay, you have 10 days now, commission, to come up with a better map, one that's fair. They couldn't do it up to this point. I don't see how in the world they're going to be able to do something that is agreeable in 10 days. Furthermore, the Supreme Court ordered the state legislators, and it's been over 25, maybe 30 years ago, to come up with a fairer method of funding schools, and they still haven't been able to do that. So I don't think this story is going to be over when that 10-day deadline is up, which, by the way, is next Monday.
Yep. I know this, because I know the license plates ones I thought would be, this would be funny to talk about on the talk show, though, because because some people are like, where do they come up? Who comes up with these ideas?
A lot of people have some vanity plates that are fun. Maybe they work in their family names or an interest, but there are some others that could be the subject of a controversy, whether it has profanity on it or vulgarity or even politics. I think some states are more diligent than others of establishing rules for those vanity plates, but yet you have to pay extra to do that, so.
Yep, and then then I was also paying attention to the news this week that the NHL, they're doing a testing change for COVID.
And what is their?
They're not testing within domestically, but when they go to, like, for example, when the CBJ goes to play any of the Canadian teams,
yeah,
like Ottawa, Vancouver, they have to test. They're not testing asymptomatic players.
Yeah,
and
that's been an issue. Novak Djokovic has been in the news, and the NHL, and when athletes cross boundaries to compete, the NFL, all the teams are in the United States, and the NFL, baseball just has one Canadian team, but in the NHL, there are many Canadian teams and many American teams, and it's in order to field schedule, those teams are going to have to frequently cross the border to play each other.
Yep. And I know you forgot one league. The NBA has one.
The NBA, the Toronto Raptors. Yeah.
Yeah, but luckily we don't the other sports like football, like NFL football. Just making clear, because sometimes they call it because with soccer and all that stuff, they name it football, and other countries just had to make clear the air with that one.
Yeah, we're the only ones that call it soccer.
Yep. But I thought anybody might want to comment about those license plates, see if they ever read them, to see about if they get a good laugh out of them.
Did you see a story somewhere about vanity license plates? Something pops up on the AP every once in a while, but I haven't seen anything recently. Yep. Where did you see something? Yep.
I saw, like, stuff on Cleveland.com, NBC4, and all the other, like, news stuff from Ohio, including, like, the stuff from Channel 6 and Channel 10. And it's in a downloaded, like, you would go into a Word file where you can actually read them all for yourself. There's just so many of them. I'm not going to even list them because there's just so many. Just like what you said.
Yeah, I'll have to take a look.
Like George Carlin.
Yeah, I'll see if I can find the story and see what's radio friendly. Now, but before we wrap up today, your 49ers are one of the final eight teams.
Yep. They beat the Cowboys. There was some craziness with the referees over there.
That there was, and that particular set of referees is not going to be invited back.
Yeah, they're going to. They're done for the season.
But nevertheless, the 49ers have advanced. Jimmy Garoppolo is he's banged up, quite honestly, I would have to put the 49ers at the as the underdogs to continue to go much farther in the playoffs. But they've made it this far.
Yeah. Plus, also, Bosa's out with a concussion. And then, because now they have to play the Packers with Packers against Aaron Rodgers.
Yeah.
But yeah, that was just a crazy game with the hilariousness. And I think some of the referees look like they needed some wear glasses or something.
Yeah, and I am usually one of the last people to start piling on the referees if a game doesn't go my way. They make occasional mistakes, but the refereeing and the officiating in that game was sufficiently poor as to turn a lot of heads.
Yep, and just do me a favor, Mike. Just keep an ear open for the any updates on the lockout, though, because baseball season's not too far away.
Yeah, the last that we had, now they went a long time without talking. They did, both sides did get together and talk a little bit last week, but the story that I had from the AP about that characterized it that it was not particularly productive, and I think, and it makes sense that the closer we get to spring training and the closer we get to it having an impact on the season and the actual things that are going to that bring in revenue for Major League Baseball, that's when the talks are going to get more serious. So we're getting close. Yeah. We're about under a month away from pitchers and catchers reporting, so I am keeping my ear to the ground on that.
Yeah, because I know, think about how, like, I know whenever other teams come in from the other states, think about how much revenue that brings into our state as well.
Right. Yeah.
Yeah, that's one thing that they need to remember about. The states get money from every time the teams come into town.
Yeah.
Different teams like Chicago come into town. But I thought I might, as I said, go and check out those band lights. Like, see if you can get a chuckle out of it
I'll see what I can find. All right, it is 9:38. Phone lines are open till 11 o'clock, and another cancellation to add to the list here. The 1 p.m. Quilters group at Grace United Methodist Church has been canceled for today. We do have a caller waiting. I'm going to take a quick break, just a quick one, so don't go away. We'll be back right after these words.
When it comes to protecting your bottom line, who you have in your corner matters. Like a crop insurance agent backed by a team focused on fast, accurate claim service. An agent there by your side taking care of details every step of the way. You need an agent who works with RCIS so you can rest easy no matter what comes your way. Talk to your agent about your risk management plan or visit RCIS.com. At RCIS, we've got this. RCIS is an equal opportunity provider. Coverage is underwritten by Rural Community Insurance Company.
Are you caring for a parent or other family member at home? College Park Home Care knows how overwhelming and stressful that can be. But you're not alone. College Park Home Care can help assure your loved one stays at home and still receives the personalized professional care they deserve. We help patients with medication or therapy regimens, with wound or catheter care, and much more. We focus on your individual needs, and we can help as much or as little as you and your doctor prefer. To learn more about our services at College Park Home Care, call us at 740-623-4607.
This is Carla Norris with HER Realtors. It's cold outside, and I'd love to buy you a hot cup of coffee. So on January 27th from 10 to 1, stop into Jenny Penny's Cafe at 423 Main Street. Mention my name, and you'll get a free cup of coffee. That's January 27th, 10 to 1. By the way, it's not only Carla Norris Day at Jenny Penny's. It's my husband's birthday, too. Celebrate with us at Jenny Penny's. Happy birthday, Jay, and enjoy your fresh brewed coffee on me.
Cloudy skies today with highs in the upper 30s. For tonight, cloudy with a 20% chance of snow, lows around 15. And for tomorrow, partly sunny in the morning, then becoming a mostly cloudy, much cooler with highs in the lower 20s. Currently in Coshocton, it is 34 degrees. It is 9:41. I did find that story about the Ohio vanity plates, and it is on... Channel 5 out of Cleveland. They have a story on it. So I'll get to that here in just a little bit. But we do have a caller waiting, so let's get back to the phones. Hi, you're on the air.
Good morning, Mike.
Good morning.
Well, on your topic there, maybe we can get some dialogue going. I'm curious. I have a topic. I'd like to hear some people's comments.
Okay.
See, decency. And when you talk about decency and people's behavior, and then you end up talking about laws in the legal system, because some people's behavior gets so outlandish and so far out of control that you end up having to involve the law. But decency standards, how are those imposed on society? Who does that? You know, it used to be parents and grandparents, I guess, within the family, but outside the family, as a society, you know, you can't say anything to anybody today because you're labeled, you know, a Karen and blasted all over the internet and made fun of because you have a standard and trying to, you know, some of those people granted get a little bit carried away, but if you can't say anything to anybody about their behavior, how is a standard upheld? And who's responsible for it? How do we do that as a society?
I don't know if you have an example or not, because people do have different ideas of what constitutes proper behavior in themselves and others. And when it gets to the ones that are more concerned about others than themselves, those are the ones that get labeled as Karens.
Well, and therein lies the problem, too, is who's responsible for saying what's good, what's bad, what's right, what's wrong in society as a whole? You know, what are we willing to tolerate? And granted, people aren't perfect, but even imperfect people have to, you know, the do as I say, not as I do, you know, parent thing. But, you know, it's not the police's job to, I guess, police people's behaviors. You know, that's nearly impossible. But just the small stuff, you know, nuisance laws. You know, the police feel, I believe, that it's beneath them to enforce some of the most basic things here in town. You know, parking laws, jaywalking laws, exhaust. I mean, who hasn't heard the four-cylinder engine revving through town? Or, you know, those are just what you would consider nuisance laws, but do they matter? Should they be enforced? Because when you lower the bar, when you allow those little things to go untended to, then what's next? People are like, well, we can get away with that. They apparently don't care, and then it escalates. So I think that could be said with most behavior. You know, it's that slippery slope mentality of once you start to allow this, then people are going to want that. And nudity, television.
That was the example I was going to use. Go ahead.
Yeah, as it relates to nudity and television. So if you allow this type of nudity, you know, once we become accustomed to that, what's next? Everybody's used to that. Let's have this or that nudity or that type of obscenity. I noticed some type of language, you know, is more prevalent on television now, stuff, you know, vulgar,
right,
curse words and such.
back in the I Love Lucy, when I Love Lucy was popular and Lucy became pregnant, that was scandalous. They did not use the word pregnant on TV. Lucy and Ricky slept in separate beds, and we don't even need to get any examples to everybody knows that the standards have changed for television dramatically since then.
Well, and that's a huge deal. I think it's a huge problem, because not only, and one example I will use is, you know, I was watching the Up channel. You know, it's mostly wholesome family type content, and watching Little House on the Prairie, you know. So I have my granddaughters here. Well, they go to a commercial, and there's a very sexually explicit commercial for an adult program on another channel. And why is that acceptable? You know, why do I have to I didn't have to explain, but why do you have to explain or worry about your kids watching Tom and Jerry and then going to a commercial for, you know, E or some other channel that, you know, has more explicit adult programs on there? Why would you advertise that on a channel that's, you know, a program that's obviously not, you know, have anything to do with that or have anything in common with that? But then that brings me to another point, which is, as much as we pay for cable, why do I have to watch badly edited TV shows? If I watch a TV show that's got language and they do a really bad job, I'd rather they just bleep the word.
I know what you mean. They bleep out the vowel, but they still leave the consonants on the end, and you know exactly what word they're bleeping out. And plus, when you bleep it, that calls attention to the word itself. That calls attention that this word or this phrase is not going to be appropriate for some people.
I've noticed that on different channels, they have different edits or different levels of edit. Men in Black 3, there's a scene where Will Smith is being pulled over for his, you know, stealing the car and going to Coney Island or whatever. And there's a comment about him being a noted athlete, you know, and he comments, you know, he jibes at him. He says, yeah, I play for the Detroit Darkies. And they've edited that out on almost every one of the channels. You know, it's like, why? Because it's racially charged? Is it something that, I mean, why would you cut that part out? But, you know, and again, when you're paying as much as we pay for cable these days, you kind of know. You know, I don't know. I'd rather they just didn't say the word at all, just leave it, you know, dead air than try to put some lame spin on it, you know. And but going back to what I was talking about, you know, with decency and the nuisance laws and stuff, you know, what is it? Do we rely on television for that? Because if that's the case, we're in trouble. There's stuff on television and attitudes and behaviors being expressed through TV that is just, you know, it might fly in LA and San Francisco and New York, but, you know, middle America, you know, the flyover states, we're still being subject to the same programming and attitudes and culture. And, you know, I think I know for sure that we don't share those attitudes in our community, nor do I want to. So, you know, what do you do? You know, we can't be putting stuff on, you know, kicking the can down the road and saying, oh, the police will handle that, or calling the police over things like that. But if not them, who? You know, we've empowered them to handle most of these types of things and behaviors. But obviously they can't. They can't handle it all. They can't manage it. So what do you do? And then who decides what level of decency should be imposed? You know, I know there's a lot of controversy about men going topless, you know, and saying, oh, the biologically it's just the same as a woman being topless. It's really not. So, but who's to say that, you know? Is
you still there?
What are your
Nudity, looking at things on a broader global perspective, different cultures, different countries, and even different parts of the United States have different attitudes towards nudity, whether it's toplessness, men or women, or even men walking around in a in a Speedo or nudity in general. There are some places where it's not a big deal. It's not something that is considered a sexual thing at all. In Europe, there's less, there's more, I'll use the term lax attitude towards nudity, but nudity and bare breasts and women topless especially is something generally frowned on in the United States, but not everyone. You may be surprised to learn that the state of Ohio, there is no state law that that says that you can't go topless, men or women. And now different communities have their own ordinances and laws as well, so I'm not inviting people to go out topless. There is a festival in Columbus each year called the Community Festival, ComFest, and it has kind of a hippie vibe to it. And there are women, not most, but a few women that walk around topless there, and it's perfectly legal. So different standard if you go to ComFest, or if you need to know what you're getting into. So I guess my point with all that is different people have different standards. There are people that don't consider toplessness indecent at all. There are others that do. So we got different standards, I guess, within our own country about what people consider decent. I guess comments on the language on television. Let's see, what word do I want? Desensitized. I guess I'm less offended by bad language on television. I don't know if you want to say it's because I've gotten used to it, but I think that the more that you use curse words, the less power that it has. The more they're commonly used, the less shock value it has. If someone uses curse words regularly in their discourse, my takeaway from that is they're trying to shock rather than have any content of their of what they really have to say to have any power. That doesn't make any. I'm not making sense real well there, but you know what I'm saying.
I like where you went with that, and that's exactly where I was going to go. Is desensitizing and shock value. So allowing nudity and allowing, let's say we lower the bar and we allow nudity and then we allow, or you know, toplessness, and then people become desensitized, don't care. So then what's next? Well, I'm not getting the attention I used to get walking topless. Let's go complete nude. So, and then you get back to that slippery slope argument about we allow this type of language. Well, it's not getting, you know, people are used to that. What do we do now? Well, we go to another type of language that's even more, you know, revolting. And that's that slippery slope mentality that I think, once you start to allow those types of things, the next evolution is always, well, how do we go farther? Because that's what people do. You become desensitized. And then to take it to the nth degree, you know, there's a real concern about kids these days playing violent video games and playing video games and getting their stimulus from, you know, Grand Theft Auto and committing crimes and being violent. And people say, well, that contributes to their, you know, behavior. Now, I don't know that I agree with that, but what it does do is impacts their brain chemistry. And, you know, going out and visiting with your friends, it just, that dopamine, that feel good, that sense of, hey, I like this, is not there because they're not, it's not at the same level. Their brain is accustomed to being at a level of, oh, I'm a carjacker and I'm driving fast through town. And it's proven that the brain chemistry at that, they operate at that level. It's like an adrenaline junkie. You become accustomed to operating at that level. The stuff below it becomes irrelevant at that point. So, you know, the example I've heard was, you know, before we had all of the stimuli that we have today, people used to sit on their front porch and their neighbor'd come by and they'd talk and, hey, how are you? And that served as, that was feel good. That was, hey, it was nice to see, you know, Mildred today and talking. Well, that doesn't happen anymore because the level of stimuli is so far above that that nobody says, hey, I'd like to see, you know, talk to Mildred today. That I like her. And now it's people were, you know, received more stimulus than that just from looking on their Facebook page and seeing, you know, this or that. So I think that is, that's a real, I believe that's a real thing and a real concern. But as it pertains to kids, you know, if you can get your feel good from playing a video game and doing that, why would you want to go outside? Why would you want to go anywhere and do anything physical, you know, as sports and athletic type things that, that don't feel good, that makes your lungs hurt when you run and makes your legs hurt when you're done? And why do all that when I can pretend to do it on the computer?
Well, we sure have a lot to explore here from this conversation.
Yeah,
but nudity, I mean, you said lower the bar and allowing nudity, there would be, and I don't know if I could include myself, but there would be those that would say that allowing nudity or toplessness, that's raising the bar. We're too uptight about nudity. What is it about toplessness or nudity that is wrong? Why is it something that we shouldn't do? I'm being a bit of a devil's advocate here, but there are people in Americans that have that attitude as well.
Well, I would answer that there's a more traditional set of values, and if you openly have nudity or certain types of parades through town, and you can't control the time or place that that happens. It's like the vanity plates. You know, if your kids can read and they're reading vanity plates that are vulgar and maybe they don't understand why that's what it is and they ask, you have to explain it. Why should you as a parent have to explain things to your kids that you have no control over? You know, there are some things in society, you know, language or whatever that you have to explain away. But when it comes to, you know, how would you feel taking your kids or grandkids downtown? You know, let's just say impression age kids downtown and them having to be exposed to nudity or even acts of, you know, questionable behavior. Do you feel like you should be subject to that? Because that's kind of where the standard is. You know, it's when you start imposing your beliefs on other people that it becomes a problem. But again, there is where
not allowing nudity, not allowing toplessness is already imposing someone's belief on other people that believe that they should be nude.
That's what I'm saying. So we have that's the question of decency and the level of what is it that's acceptable, in society. And I got to go to another direction. And,
well, I do need to get to a sponsor here shortly. So we got about a minute here.
Okay. So same thing, legalizing marijuana. So we'll legalize it, but do you want to have to walk through the purple haze because the sack boy at the grocery store is outside, you know? Do you want to have to walk through the purple haze to go get your groceries? Same thing, you know, just like smoking, the people can smoke, but it's the ones who want to smoke in stadiums and smoke here and there that ruin it for everybody. It's just another, I don't know, it's how do you impose a standard? Where does that standard come from?
But we got a lot
sure
to work
like
with.
To hear what other people
all right, and I would as well. Thank you for calling. We got a lot to work with for next hour. We need to take a break, and we'll get back to the phones after the 10 o'clock news. For winning lottery numbers any time of day, call 622-CALL for the B-Dry Lottery Line. If your foundation walls are bowed or cracked, call B-Dry today for a free estimate with no obligation.
I'm John. You may know me as a commercial lender, but I'm also a craftsman and a dog dad.
At Park National Bank, we're more than our job titles, and you're more than an account number. You get personal attention and direct access to a caring, compassionate banker who respects and responds to your needs and goals. Find John or a banker near you at parknationalbank.com. Park National Bank, where you mean more. Member FDIC, parknationalbank.com.
Mother Nature is both beautiful and powerful. At Dean's Jewelry, we think diamonds are too. That's why we've created our Force of Nature diamond collection. They sparkle and flash like lightning, cause eyes to rain tears of joy, and may even make the earth move. Fire, air, earth, water, light, or ether. Which diamond will speak to you? Find out. Come and see our exclusive Force of Nature diamond collection at Dean's Jewelry, Coshocton and Mount Vernon.
Papa John's Pizza has announced that the lobby will be closed until further notice. For all pickup orders, please use the drive-thru. And remember, Papa John's new location, 439 Cambridge Road.
Are you over the age of 40 and have not yet had a yearly eye exam? Then you may be at risk for developing glaucoma or other eye disorders. Most of these diseases have no symptoms. That is why Dr. David Irwin and Dr. Danielle Irwin-Ellis recommend yearly eye exams. They have the latest equipment to help them diagnose and treat glaucoma, macular degeneration, cataracts, and other complications related to the eye. Call 622-2270 to set up an appointment today. Cloudy skies today with high temperatures in the upper 30s for tonight. Cloudy with a 20% chance of snow, lows around 15. And tomorrow, partly sunny in the morning and becoming mostly cloudy, much colder with highs in the lower 20s. Currently, it is 37 degrees in Coshocton, and we have not had any changes in our list of school closings since early this morning. So if you aren't ready for school yet and your school wasn't closed, you better get ready. This is WTNS-FM, Coshocton, Ohio. It is 10 o'clock. Here is the news from the AP.
This is AP News. I'm Rita Foley. You can already log on to the government website and order your free COVID tests. Now you can also get N95 face masks free, courtesy of the Biden administration. AP Washington correspondent Sagar Magani.
The CDC more clearly stated last week that properly fitted N95s and KN95s offer the most COVID-19 protection. But Director Michelle Walensky still stopped short of formally recommending them.
The best mask that you wear is the one that you will wear.
The White House says three masks per person will be available for free pickup at pharmacies and community health centers. Meantime, the government's website for ordering free at-home COVID-19 test kits is officially up and running. Sagar Magani, Washington.
Some big international airlines are canceling flights to the U.S. in that dispute over 5G and whether it would interfere with aircraft technology. The AP's Karen Shamas is overseas.
The issue appeared to particularly impact the Boeing 777, a long-range, wide-body aircraft used by carriers worldwide. Dubai-based Emirates, a key carrier for east-to-west travel, announced it would halt flights to several U.S. airports. Other airlines, such as Japan's All Nippon Airways, attempted to change aircrafts to ensure signals would not be affected.
The Trump Organization is responding to an investigation that claims to have uncovered evidence that the former president's company misled banks and tax officials to get loans and tax benefits. The company calls the New York Attorney General's office investigation baseless and politically motivated. Ford is recalling thousands of cars to fix a problem that can keep the brake lights from turning off. These are older model Ford Fusion and Lincoln MKZ vehicles and some 2015 Mustangs. This is AP News. The number of deaths in the U.S. from COVID is rising.
Health experts say they're finding it difficult to convey how the latest wave will still take so many lives when signs indicate the Omicron variant causes milder disease on average. Dr. Tedros Ghebreyesus is the head of the World Health Organization.
Omicron is causing hospitalizations and deaths.
In the U.S., the seven-day rolling average for daily COVID-19 deaths is back up to 1,700, with new cases still soaring in many states. Combined models from Pennsylvania State University forecast that a wave of deaths is headed for the U.S., cresting in late January or early February, with a projected 1.5 million Americans hospitalized and over 190,000 dying from mid-December through mid-March. 50,000 to 300,000 more Americans could die by the time it subsides this spring. COVID deaths among nursing home residents started rising 2 weeks ago, but thanks to vaccines, it's at a rate 10 times less than last year. I'm Jennifer King.
And I'm Rita Foley, AP News.
It is 4 minutes after 10 o'clock. We do have open phone lines up until 11 o'clock this morning. And let's run down one final time our list of school announcements. Riverview Schools, Ridgewood Schools, and Coshocton County Career Center all closed today. Coshocton City Schools and Sacred Heart are on a two-hour delay. Newcomerstown Schools on a two-hour delay. Garraway Schools are on a two-hour delay. Hopewell School is closed. Coshocton County Head Start and Early Head Start are closed today. And Montessori Preschool Early Morning Care is canceled. And it's been that way for the past 3 hours or so. So that's our last time through with the school closings. A couple of other announcements. Tomorrow's community meal at Grace United Methodist Church is canceled, and the 1 p.m. Quilters group at Grace United Methodist Church is canceled for today. So that is everything that we have. We still have some cancellations. We're still under a level one, but things much better today than they were about 48 hours ago. We're going to get above freezing. In fact, we're already above freezing today. But tonight, the mercury is going to take a nosedive once again. We do even have a 20% chance of snow overnight. Lows around 15. And we're only going to get into the lower 20s tomorrow. So we have a little melting today. Some of it's going to freeze again tonight and tomorrow. All right. We just had two calls last hour, didn't we? But talked in depth to both of those callers. Both of them brought up some intriguing topics that I hope that we can explore this hour as well. Our first caller, we talked about a few things, but in particular, he wanted to bring up vanity license plates in Ohio, and then at the Bureau of Motor Vehicles, it's up to them to determine, what can be permitted and what not. After all, these license plates have a stamp of the state of Ohio on them, and they are going to be out there for everyone to read. And our second caller got a little bit philosophical about that and other things as well. Said, well, who sets these standards anyway? And I guess my generic response to that is, well, not everybody has the same standards as far as cursing goes. Now, I'm not going to curse on the air, and I have a low tolerance for others that do so. We do want to set a standard here. However, I can tell you, I have used this as an example before, if the Browns have a bad game or the fans are mad at Baker Mayfield, and you listen to the sports talk up in Cleveland, I can tell you that we set the standard much, much higher here on this program as far as the language that's used than we see elsewhere. And it's because of that. I'm not worried about the FCC cracking down on Mike Bechtel and WTNS on what's on this program based on what other places seem to get away with. So, and I think that is a, I think that's a positive. So what about you? That we do try to keep a certain level of decorum here, but there are those that are entertained by that. If somebody is mad, if they are peed off, and that's entertaining to hear that. Some people call it passion. So give me a call. We can chat about that if you would like. Nudity is a good example because attitudes towards nudity vary in different parts of the country. Did I tell you I once went to a nude beach in Canada? It's true. It was 7 a.m. I was fully clothed and there was nobody else there, but it was a nude beach. So we can talk about that if you like. And what is it about nudity that is labeled as indecent? If you think about it, it is covering up Mother Nature, what we all have. If we all walked around nude, naked all the time, if we were born into a world like that, we wouldn't even think about it. And there are some cultures that are like that. So we can chat about that if you would like. The phone lines are open between 9 and 11 o'clock. And last caller, and use nudity as an example, but decency and what constitutes decency. And there are going to be those that say, well, geez, don't you know? Don't you know what's decent and what isn't? Well, different people have different standards, so give me a call. That's why things end up in court and why we have laws passed. Furthermore, and it's been a while since we've done this, but there are many, 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 many laws on the books, including right here in Coshocton, that aren't enforced anymore, that some people would find archaic. Because standards have changed. I have to see if I can come up with an example for that. So there are laws on the books that were passed at one time because the community and whatever entity passed those laws felt that we can't allow that in public in our society, that we just don't care much about anymore. What about language on television? We use the example of I Love You, Lucy compared to what you see today on cable. And when cable came along, HBO and Showtime, and they showed movies, that, in my opinion, is when things really began to shift. And now we have certain curse words that are just commonplace that we hear on our, 8 o'clock, situation comedies that we watch in our TV shows. So the standards, what is considered permissible has changed. But what about the words themselves? Does the words that we hear have the same impact as they did 50 years ago? And when you're growing up, your parents teach you these are bad words. Don't use them. So you don't use them in front of your parents, but they are bad. They are taboo words. They are words that we're not supposed to do. The forbidden fruit. So we use them anyway when our parents can't hear, right? So give me a call. Those are some things that we can explore, talk about. Phone lines are open. And let's see, the other caller, and we didn't get too much in depth on this, but marijuana. When I was a kid, the attitudes, at least the attitudes that were presented to me, that marijuana was a bad drug, just like cocaine and heroin and meth and all the other things. But somehow over the last few decades, marijuana, the attitudes towards marijuana have been relaxed to the point where it is legal for recreational use in many states, for medical use here in Ohio. That's an attitude that has changed, and I think has changed dramatically in a relatively short period of time. So those are all my comments in response to our earlier callers. I still do have that story from the BMV, from Channel 5 about vanity license plates I'll get to here shortly, but we have two callers waiting, so let's get back to it. Hi, you're on the air.
Hi. Boy, I don't know. You've got many days to devote to this.
Well, we need it, really, and thought-provoking calls that we had last hour. So where do you what direction do you want to go?
Well, I mean, just a little of the history behind all this, and I'm sure there's people out there yelling this out, is that, when people were created, they didn't know they were naked. And, if you follow the biblical story, it's once they ate from the tree of knowledge, Adam said to God, "Hey, I'm naked." And God said, "Well, how do you know you're naked?" And Adam said, "Well, I ate some of the fruit that Eve gave me that the snake said to eat or the serpent said to eat." So that's how that all got started, and in non-Judeo-Christian societies, kids run around naked up to a certain age, and even some of the adults. I mean, it's like looking at National Geographic years ago, there were topless women in there, and it was like, whoa, wait, and it's like, but that's how they lived, and I think like National Geographic has tried not to do that out of cultural sensitivity. It's like not photographing an Amish person face on, it's cultural sensitivity. But yeah, so all these things are totally and completely relative. Now I know that.
Well, I agree with that. That's kind of where I was going with our last caller, although I didn't use that word. Relative.
Well, it really is. I mean. And I suppose the final blow to any of this was the proliferation of the internet and websites and online this and that and the other, which is really, there are times, and I've got an article here sometime when it surfaces again, I'll bring it up, that said this was the thing that has polarized America. It was ripped out of the St. Louis Dispatch and put in the Tribune, I think, one day in the last week, the internet and, sitting around and fiddling on the internet all day. And I mean, I did it. I wasted 20 minutes last night watching cat videos, but they're hardly indecent because they're mostly about a bedraggled cat somebody finds. And a year later, it's like, whoa, it looks great. But I don't know. This is an age old question. And I mean, people can rage and stomp all they want, especially people that are closer to what I'd call folk religionists in terms of Christian belief, that, if it says XYZ in the Bible, that's exactly what it is, without applying any historical critical insight into it, which I was taught to do, you know, many years ago, even in my rural church. So I don't know. There's no answer to it. And, you know, the nudity thing, you know, we've mentioned many times about the pastor in the county that wanted people arrested that were picketed against church topless. And the sheriff said, you know, the days are over when I can arrest a woman for going topless, you know. Bottomless, yes. Topless, no. You know, and it's so I don't know. And some of us are of a certain age as men that we don't really go out that much in public without our shirts on like we used to, you know, because we don't look very good.
Well, I look very different now with my shirt off than I did when I was 22 years old.
Yeah, well, we all do. And so, I mean, I avoid it unless I'm, well, I won't say I avoid it. I don't avoid it in the summer working around the property, but I would avoid it, you know, like I wouldn't run down to Walmart. Of course, that's another thing that was probably a positive step in the right direction is they stopped letting men go in places without shirts. Now, we're not talking about little toddlers, you know, with their diaper on, but, you know, that was probably no shirt, no shoes, no service, you know, and the shoes thing is just plain old safety, you know. There's too much you can step on these days.
Yeah. And you can put the cooties from your feet onto the floor there as well. And, you know, what about the standards of wearing pajamas into Walmart? That's another topic. We don't need to add anything more to the mix this morning.
Well, but, no. But in a way, it's part and parcel of the same thing, you know. And you just, I think we've all gotten desensitized by the Internet, and we've gotten desensitized. Now, I'm going to be very quick to add that I think people do things in public they shouldn't, and maybe I've even done them at times. But you know, I talked about going on a cruise, and the cruise I went on, people did things on that cruise because it was chartered by a certain group that they wouldn't do on a normal cruise,
right?
So to speak. And the same thing with a nude beach. People, and I'm not saying people on a nude beach doing anything, but, you know, because in a lot of countries, that's just standard practice.
Right.
You have a nude beach, you have a nude beach. You know, and when I've been to one, it's like the people that have gotten off the ship and come over there to the nude beach, it's like, well, this is a novelty. I'll do it because the locals do it, you know. But they're not, you know. See, one thing that people think nudity always leads to sexual activity, and I don't think it
does. Yeah, and I think that's where the whole attitude of decency comes in, that it's sexual, that it's going to inflame repressed sexual desires.
Yeah. And so two other points is, and a lot of these decency laws are made from a male perspective, you know, that this is something that might cause me to slip off the, if I see a topless lady, that's going to cause me to slip off the boat, so to speak, you know, and I can't be responsible for what I do. And of course, the days of that standing up in any as any kind of an argument in a legal system is long over, you know. So that's one thing. And then the previous caller, and I guess because I haven't raised children, I haven't had to do this very often. As a teacher in school, every once in a while something would come up that you had to dance all around about having to explain something to kids, you know. And I'm sorry that somebody has to explain something to their kids. In many cases, I'd be very sorry that they had to stop and do that. But if it happens, what do? Well, you call things what they are. You don't make up words for body parts. You don't, all that dumb stuff, you know. And thank God my parents never did that. If I ask a question, they generally were as direct as they thought it should be, and they called things what they were, and so on. I'm convinced that a large population of the adult community, male or female, if they had to go to a doctor for gynecological or other purposes, wouldn't know what to call the parts, you know, like, you know, I have a pain in this part or something, you know. Does that make sense?
I'm like, a pain in my nether region.
Yeah, well, and, you know, now if you go into a doctor and say that, I mean, that could be any one of several places.
Yeah, that covers a lot of real estate.
Well, and so, you know, I'm convinced there's a lot of people that don't know the proper names for things, and okay. I don't know. I guess, like I said, my parents always use the right names for stuff, And, you know, now, not all the time, but, you know, like if there was a joke that came up or something. And that's another thing. I think parents need to teach your kids, yeah, we might slip, we might curse, we might do that, but in public you don't do this. At school you don't do this. You know, in society you don't do this. And now I think that is what's really gone, is, yeah, whatever we do in the house is what we do outside of the house, and it isn't. And I guess my other big point was, what consenting adults do is one thing, you know, in private and so on, but, you know, you don't do it out in public, so to speak, you know.
Yeah, and that goes back to the example our caller gave about marijuana, and while I certainly would agree that marijuana use has the attitudes toward the use of marijuana has relaxed dramatically over the last century, or the last two or three decades, no one is suggesting that the grocery store employee go out and smoke a joint during his break, and people need to walk through a cloud of smoke to get groceries.
Well, no, and you know, as long as we're selling it, and I mean, I take my life in my hands at a certain intersection near my village here, because, you know, everybody has a card or a permit apparently to get what they need, and it, God bless them if they're using it for medicinal purposes. In fact, I've recommended it to a couple of my friends. I have one friend that is in dire straits just to sleep, and it's depression and various things. And I've said, you need to look into some kind of a cannabis derivative. You know, and I said, I'm dead serious, you know, because I would if I got pushed to a certain point. But once it's used for medical purposes and then it's allowed for recreational purposes, you know, the genie's out of the bottle. And then people are going to use it at home and front of their kids, and it all boils down to, you know, if it's not wrong, it's not wrong. And if a kid never hears anybody say, you know, this might be wrong, or this is something you need to be careful about using, and then you come back to illicit use of prescription drugs. I mean, that's a far bigger problem in Coshocton County, I would think, than all the marijuana you could bail in a day.
Well, we are sure covering a lot of territory this morning. Hey, I do have another caller that can call at the same time as you do, but if you any other thoughts you want to share?
No, we'll leave it at that.
Okay. Well, thank you for calling this morning. 10:22 is the time, and open phone lines between now and 11 o'clock this morning. And we have had a lot of thought-provoking discussion this morning, haven't we? So give me a call. Let me know what you think. We'll take another phone call here in just a moment.
It's a new year with new reading challenges on Beanstack. Readers of all ages can sign up for virtual challenges and keep track of their reading activity by downloading the Beanstack Tracker app or by visiting coshoctonlibrary.beanstack.org. For help getting started, stop in the library or call 740-622-0956.
The Coshocton Public Library System. Explore a world of possibilities.
Are you dreaming of something greater? A college degree, job skills, a rewarding career? The Ohio Army National Guard can help you get the education you need to land the career you've always wanted. The Ohio National Guard Scholarship Program could pay 100% of your college tuition. You're eligible for the scholarship as soon as you enlist. Learn more about the many benefits that come with serving in the Ohio Army National Guard. Visit NationalGuard.com today. Sponsored by the Ohio Army National Guard, aired by the Ohio Association of Broadcasters and this station.
For winning lottery numbers any time of day, call 622-CALL for the B-Dry Lottery Line. If your foundation walls are bowed or cracked, call B-Dry today for a free estimate with no obligation.
If they don't have it, you don't need it. Otsego Carryout in Coshocton is the only stop for whatever you need. Check out their deli, meat and cheese, a freshly made grab-and-go sandwich, and a large selection of Walnut Creek favorites. Otsego Carryout has these new items: Walnut Creek peppered turkey breast, Walnut Creek strawberry jam, hot pepper jelly, sweet and spicy mustard, raspberry jalapeno jelly, large brown eggs, and strawberry cheesecake fudge. Stop by Otsego Carryout today. If they don't have it, you don't need it.
Call the Jeff Drennan Ford Weather Service for the local forecast 24 hours a day at 622-0194. Mention this ad for an extra $1,000 on your trade-in now through the end of the month at Jeff Drennan Ford, 801 South 2nd Street in Coshocton.
Family Urgent Care, located in the Downtowner Plaza, now has a nurse practitioner on site Monday through Friday. Having a nurse practitioner on location will help diagnose and treat acute and chronic conditions, prescribe medications, and order tests such as lab work and x-rays. Family Urgent Care is open Monday through Friday. Give them a call at 740-722-9600 or stop by. They are located next to the BMV in the Downtowner Plaza.
Cloudy skies today with high temperatures in the upper 30s. For tonight, cloudy with a 20% chance of snow. Lows around 15. And for tomorrow, partly sunny in the morning, then becoming mostly cloudy, much colder, with highs in the lower 20s. Currently, it is 38 degrees in Coshocton. It is 10:25. Coshocton County remains under a level 1. Still under a level 1 in Coshocton County. It means the roadways are hazardous with blowing and drifting snow and ice as well. Generally, most of the major arteries here in Coshocton and Coshocton County are clear and passable, but you get to some of the back roads, the back streets, and they can be hazardous. Motorists are advised to drive with caution. Level 1 in Coshocton County. Let's take another phone call now. Hello, you're on the air.
Language. Four-letter F word. Have you been out 7th Street and looked on your right there by Moen across from the car wash?
I have not.
You look next time right there on the corner. You look up at that blue flag. It's got the four-letter F word, Biden.
Oh, okay. Yeah, I've seen those as well. Yeah, well, that's kind of what we're talking about, and the use of language and vulgarity to express yourself, and certainly it has affected, it has impacted politics.
Well, it shouldn't. They shouldn't make him take it down.
I wonder if we have any ordinances or laws that say you could do that. Yeah, I mean, you do see on a bumper sticker every once in a while some profanity.
Yeah. Well, maybe the mayor's listening. He probably is.
Yeah.
Okay.
All right. Well, thank you for calling. 10:26 is the time. And, yeah, profanity in politics. Let's go, Brandon. That is hilarious to some people. So, well, let's get to that story here from Channel 5 out of Cleveland. Ohio BMV releases rejected vanity license plates names. I don't have the list. I'm unable to open it, but I've got the story here. And probably just the same because I wouldn't want to try to read some of the rejected vanity license. If they're rejected, that means they're going to offend somebody. But at any rate, here's the story. Many Ohioans are getting new license plates, and some of them are including creative names and catchphrases. However, not all the ideas for personal plates get accepted. The Ohio Bureau of Motor Vehicles sorts through hundreds of applications for vanity plates every year. Hundreds of applications for vanity plates every year. The agency just released its list of the requests that didn't make the cut. We have over 500,000 vanity plates in the state of Ohio. So we're really talking about, you know, a fraction of a percent that get rejected, said Charlie Norman, deputy registrar for the Bureau of Motor Vehicles. The criteria for approval or denial are really, they're set forth in a consent decree. In 2021, the BMV rejected more than 800 submissions for vanity plates. That number is up 79% compared to 2020. Which had roughly 400 rejections. We're generally looking for things that are profane, sexually explicit, or advocate lawlessness, Norman said. Drivers can get a vanity plate by applying online or in person. The cost is $50. The BMV has four employees who are dedicated to sorting through all the applications looking for certain violations. There's your tax dollars at work. Last year, nearly 50 denied requests include swear words involving President Joe Biden. I often look at this report that I get and I wonder, would I want my grandma to see me driving with that on my license plate? But that's not my role, you know, and that's not one of the criteria we use, Norman said. The BMV also started keeping an eye out for the phrase, let's go Brandon, which is another insult phrase that has become popular in recent months. And while let's go Brandon itself is not profane, the spirit behind it is. Biden isn't the only target. Other denied plate submissions have taken aim at Vice President Kamala Harris, Dr. Anthony Fauci, and even Carol Baskin from the Netflix series Tiger King. I'd like to see some of those, but at any rate, I'm just continually impressed with how clever people are levels when using, you know, fours, fives, and spelling things backwards. And it's a lot of thought. It's a lot of thought that goes into some of these requests, Norman said. They are quoting this guy verbatim. Most of the requests that get denied fall into the vulgar or poor taste category. If you feel you've been unfairly denied, you can fight it. So, vanity plates. And I could probably come up with something, but I'm not going to pay extra. I want to pay extra. It's $50 extra to do that. I once did. I was considering getting Ohio State license plates. There's all sorts of license plates you can get that support certain causes or organizations, and Ohio State University was one of them. And when I learned that you not only pay extra when you get that license plate, you pay a little extra every year when you renew it. Just put your sticker on it. So I have had the same plates on both of my vehicles for years. The stickers that I put on each year with a new registration, about a half inch thick on both of my cars. That's a little bit of an exaggeration, but it's been many years. So your thoughts on vanity plates, your thoughts on decency or decency standards? We don't all have the same standards. We all don't think that what's indecent for us is indecent for others. That's not a good way of putting it. What we think is indecent, other people might not think is indecent, and vice versa. So give me a call. We can chat about that if you would like. After all, if we all agreed on what was decent to begin with and all agreed on everything, we wouldn't really need laws, would we? It's 10:31. Phone lines are open till 11, and I'd like to talk to you.
A lot goes into keeping a precision operation moving. The inputs you choose have to deliver results. Dallaro Complete Fungicide from Bayer offers unmatched consistency and the most complete disease control available. Your corn and soybeans are protected and yields higher even in unpredictable conditions. With Dallaro Complete, you get results you can count on to help keep your precision operation running smoothly. Always read and follow label instructions. To learn more, visit DallaroComplete.us today.
Meet FarmOp Capital, the lender who has reinvented operating loans by basing them on your ability to produce, not how much land you own. They offer unique terms, including early access to funds that give you the power of cash buying and the ability to market your crop when the time is right. Start exploring all the what-ifs you've ever imagined for your business at FarmOpCapital.com today. That's FarmOpCapital.com.
New cars are in high demand, and many dealerships are asking over MSRP to purchase a new vehicle. But that's not the case here. This is Craig Abner, General Sales Manager at Jeff Drennan, Chrysler Dodge Jeep Ram of Coshocton. Now through the end of January, get $500 off all new and pre-owned vehicles. That's right, take $500 off every vehicle on the lot, from the Scat Pack Challenger to the one-ton diesel truck. Take advantage of dealer rebates and 0% financing for up to 72 months on select vehicles. We are also offering $1,000 above fair market value for your trade. Stop by Jeff Drennan's Chrysler Dodge Jeep Ram and see how much you can save this month. Visit us online at Chrysler Jeep Dodge of Coshocton.com.
Hello, it's John Kozik, founder and president of TurboTrack Realty, and I buy houses as is, fast for cash. Call me today for an all-cash offer on any of your properties, and we can close within days at 614-470-2000, 614-470-2000. Do you own a property that's outdated and needs thousands of dollars in repairs? Great, I'll buy it. Give us a call today for an all-cash offer at 614-470-2000, 614-470-2000. Would it be convenient for you if you could simply take what you wanted and leave the rest behind? Great, I'll buy it. I buy all types of real estate completely as is. I buy vacant properties, inherited homes, divorce situations, death in the family, apartment buildings, rental portfolios. I even buy my tenant won't pay me the rent houses. Call TurboTrack Realty today for an all-cash offer and speak with one of our friendly staff members at 614-470-2000, 614-470-2000.
This look at the weather is brought to you by Coshocton County Coordinated Transportation Agency. CCCTA offers free public fares within Coshocton County and low or discounted out-of-county fares. Plus, they are wheelchair and mobility device accessible. To schedule a ride, call 740-622-7139 or visit coshoctoncounty.net/transportation.
Cloudy skies today with highs in the upper 30s. For tonight, cloudy with a 20% chance of snow. Lows around 15. And for tomorrow, partly sunny in the morning, then becoming a mostly cloudy, much colder, with highs in the lower 20s. Currently, it is 39 degrees in Coshocton. And we have open phone lines up until 11 o'clock this morning. If you want to talk about decency standards, whether it is for license plates, nudity, marijuana, language on television or in public at large, a lot of different ways to explore that. Give me a call. Actually, a very good topic, and actually, it's a topic for the ages, something that we talk about periodically every once in a while. But the standards, what we consider standards, do change, maybe not for ourselves, but for society at large. And what about profanity on TV? It used to be squeaky clean back in I Love Lucy days and the early age of television. And one by one, you got your D's, D word, and the H word that worked itself occasionally into TV. And now we got B's and A's and an occasional S that we hear. See, I laugh about it, but the language that is used, what purpose does it serve? Well, it has shock value, but you do it over and over and over and over and over again, and that shock value dissipates. In order to maintain the same level of shock, you got to come up with something, well, even more shocking, something that's considered more taboo. We only use those curse words when we're really passionate about what we mean, right? So what better way to say how much you like or dislike something by tossing a curse word in there? It means you really mean it. You feel. But you do it all the time, it loses its impact. Then some people are going to think, well, yeah, that person just has a vulgar way of expressing themselves. And you either have to back off or ratchet it up another notch. So what are your thoughts? Give me a call. I'm just offering my thoughts there. If you agree, disagree, give me a call. I'd like to hear from you. And another topic, although these are good ones we've been talking about this morning, I wanted to bring this up today. It intrigues me and possibly intrigues you as well. This is the day that 5G mobile phone technology is going to be rolled out. So we'll have more on this tomorrow, I am sure. Airlines around the world, including the long-haul carrier Emirates, are rushing to cancel or change flights heading into the U.S. over an ongoing dispute about the rollout of 5G mobile phone technology near American airports. The issue appeared to particularly impact the Boeing 777, a long-range wide-body aircraft used by carriers worldwide. Two Japanese airliners directly named the aircraft as being particularly affected by the 5G signals as they announce cancellations and changes to their schedules. The cancellations come even after mobile phone carriers AT&T and Verizon will postpone new wireless service near some U.S. airports planned for this week. So what we can talk about that if you would like. And my big question, and in full disclosure, I haven't done a lot of in-depth reading about what all led up to this, but it would seem like you got to have smart people to operate air traffic control and to build air navigation systems, and you got to have smart people to develop new communication systems, 5G. You got to have people that are in the know to do that. And it would just seem to me, as a layman, standing back and looking from the outside, that both the people, the scientists, and executives in the airline industry and communication industry and aircraft manufacturing industry and electronics industry that it would be standard knowledge to know what frequencies are used by whom, and that a possible conflict between the use of those frequencies, that it shouldn't be that difficult to resolve before the announced day of launching that new communications technology. In other words, why didn't they iron this out before they planned to launch the technology? And I am sure that there are corporate games and other, you know, maybe even politics that are in play. But that part of it puzzles me. 5G, if the communications industry has so much riding on 5G, why isn't this problem or potential problem solved before your announced date of launching it? So give me a call. Let me know what you think about that, what you think about decency laws and decency standards. What does decency mean in the first place? It is 10:40. Let's take our next call now. Hello, you're on the air.
Yes, Mike, I don't very often call, but I did call yesterday and then, or day before, I don't know which, but I heard a guy complaining about the color of fire trucks. Now, if a yellow fire truck shows up, not a red one, is he going to tell them he don't want them to help save his house? That's my comment. Thank you.
All right, well, thank you for calling and that caller, and I thought that was an intriguing call as well because we never had talked about that. I don't know if he was complaining about the color of the fire trucks. In fact, he called up. His first comment was the West Lafayette Fire Department getting a new fire truck, and it will have an orange and black paint scheme to match the color of the Ridgewood Generals and the community colors, orange and back, and so he called and commended them for doing that, and we kind of segued into the color of fire trucks. Traditionally, up until, I don't know, two or three decades ago, fire trucks were generally red. I did ask him about, well, what about white fire trucks, and was doing that just for fun, and his answer was, not white fire trucks. They can get dirty. The dirt will show up on them even more. Fair enough, for, white vehicles, black ones, as well. But we see all different colors of, fire trucks. And, if my house is on fire, I don't care what color the truck is that, that shows up to put out the fire. But, what about different colors? I remember the first color that I can remember after red ones was kind of a very bright yellowish green neon color, and it was very obviously had that paint scheme in order to be more visible on the roadway, so when they're coming down the road that people would see them coming to add an extra layer of visibility, in addition to the fact that it is a large vehicle with the flashing lights on it. So I don't recall that caller complaining about the color of the fire truck, although we did compare and contrast different colors. He initially called to offer his kudos, his praise to West Lafayette for having an orange one. So give me a call if you want to talk about the color of your fire truck. I'd like to hear from you. 740-622-1560-1567 or 545-9284. We can chat about that if you would like, or anything else that is on your mind. If you do want to talk about 5G, and I saw a story on, it would have been, let's see, what's the NBC overnight news for? I came in this morning about 5G, and there are at least some that are expecting some disruptions of flights today because of the rollout of 5G mobile phone technology. Maybe there's a good reason for this. Maybe there is not. But my question is, Why did it come to the announced day of the rollout that the controversy reached its peak? And furthermore, are there technological solutions that can separate the frequencies of both of the technologies? The biggest complaint is that I have heard that the 5G technology can impact the functionality of the altimeter in an aircraft, which is a pretty important piece of equipment. If you're flying in clouds or at night or in fog, the altimeter tells you how far above the ground you are, and you want to make sure that that altimeter does not hit zero before you reach the airport runway. So pretty important stuff. Give me a call. Let me know what you think about that, or if there's something else. It's a quarter till 11. Surprise me. If you want to talk about sports, if you want to talk about the weather, or if you want to add another topic to the mix, be my guest. Open phone lines for the rest of our morning. I'd like to hear from you.
Hello, this is Chrissy Tannehill with People's Bank. At People's Bank, we work with you to finance the purchase of your first home or refinance of your existing mortgage to lower your monthly payment. People's Bank has easy-to-understand mortgage products, and we will provide trustworthy advice as we guide you through the mortgage loan process. With rates still low, now is a great time to refinance. So I invite you to visit me, Chrissy Tannehill, at your local Coshocton branch. People's Bank, working together, building success. People's Bank is an equal housing lender, member FDIC, NMLS number 617258.
Whether you're with AlterCare for a short rehab stay or long-term care, we're committed to your safety. From enhanced screening and infection control measures to an accessible vaccine program and a newly installed air purification system, we've taken every opportunity to safeguard your well-being during these uncertain times. AlterCare Skilled Nursing and Rehabilitation in Coshocton on Otsego Avenue is here for you with care you can trust. Schedule a virtual tour today at altercareonline.com. That's altercareonline.com.
Papa John's Pizza has announced that the lobby will be closed until further notice. For all pickup orders, please use the drive-thru. And remember, Papa John's new location, 439 Cambridge Road.
Hello, it's John Kozik, founder and president of TurboTrack Realty, and I buy houses as is, fast for cash. Call me today for an all-cash offer on any of your properties, and we can close within days at 614-470-2000, 614-470-2000. Do you own a property that's outdated and needs thousands of dollars in repairs? Great, I'll buy it. Give us a call today for an all-cash offer at 614-470-2000, 614-470-2000. Would it be convenient for you if you could simply take what you wanted and leave the rest behind? Great, I'll buy it. I buy all types of real estate completely as is. I buy vacant properties, inherited homes, divorce situations, death in the family, apartment buildings, rental portfolios. I even buy my tenant won't pay me the rent houses. Call TurboTrack Realty today for an all-cash offer and speak with one of our friendly staff members at 614-470-2000, 614-470-2000.
Hello, Coshocton County. This is Carly Thompson from HER Realtors Coshocton office wishing you a very happy new year. With real estate values remaining high, now is a great time to see what your property is worth in today's market. Give me a call at 740-202-0258 or feel free to stop into the Thompson Business Center at 550 Main Street in Coshocton. Again, happy new year from our HER family to yours.
If you have a dead battery, call Prince's Wrecker Service. Dave and his guys have Interstate and AAA batteries for just about anything. ATVs, four-wheelers, tractors, snow blowers, and of course vehicles. If you need a new battery, call Prince's Wrecker Service at 622-3916. Now here's the weather.
Cloudy today with high temperatures in the upper 30s. For tonight, cloudy with a 20% chance of snow, lows around 15, and tomorrow, partly sunny in the morning, then becoming mostly cloudy, much colder, with highs in the lower 20s. Currently, it is 39 degrees in Coshocton.
It's a new year with new reading challenges on Beanstack. Readers of all ages can sign up for virtual challenges and keep track of their reading activity by downloading the Beanstack Tracker app or by visiting coshoctonlibrary.beanstack.org. For help getting started, stop in the library or call 740-622-0956.
The Coshocton Public Library System. Explore a world of possibilities.
If your skin could talk, would you listen?
As your skin, I forgive you. I forgive you for poking and popping me when I broke out at 14. I forgive you for that awful belly ring hole you left in me when you were 15. I forgive you for damaging me before prom, on spring break, and at tanning salons when you were 16, 17, 18. But I'm your skin, and if you continue to tan, I hope you can forgive me. Forgive me when wrinkles begin to show and I start developing age spots. Forgive me if I develop melanoma when you're only 22. So please, I'm asking you to stop. Stop tanning now. Our future depends on it.
Protect your skin from melanoma, the second most common cancer in young women 15 to 29 years old. And protect your future. Learn more at spotskincancer.org. A message from the American Academy of Dermatology.
Flooded vehicles from recent hurricanes will soon be flooding the used car market, so it's buyer beware. Flooded vehicles are supposed to be dismantled for usable parts or crushed for scrap and a flood title issued to that damaged car. But some unscrupulous dealers will buy a flooded vehicle, clean it up, and get it retitled with no indication it was flooded. Or uninsured cars will be cleaned up by the owner and sold online, also with no warning to the buyer. If the price seems too good to be true, there's a good chance you're buying a lemon. Make sure to check for flood damage and have a qualified mechanic inspect it before you write a check. The free VIN check service from the National Insurance Crime Bureau is a good place to start to see if a car has been in a flood. Go to www.nicb.org to check it out. And if you suspect fraud, give us a call at 1-800-TEL-NICB. That's 1-800-TEL-NICB. A public service message from the National Insurance Crime Bureau.
Everyone knows someone with arthritis. About 54 million adults in the United States have it. The majority are between the ages of 18 and 64. Arthritis is a leading cause of disability and causes pain, aching, stiffness, and swelling of the joints. Many people with arthritis have diabetes, heart disease, or obesity. Arthritis can make it harder to manage these conditions. It is not a normal part of aging. Physical activity like walking, swimming, or biking may not seem like the logical choice when you have arthritis pain. However, being physically active can decrease pain and improve physical function by about 40%. Still, 1 in 3 adults with arthritis are inactive. People with arthritis can also reduce their symptoms by participating in educational programs to learn how to better manage their condition and deal with pain, fatigue, anxiety, and depression. To learn more, visit cdc.gov/vital signs.
Well, let's see, 8 minutes till the top of the hour. We can still take another phone call or two, so give me a call and let me know if you want to latch on to anything that we've talked about this morning. It's been quite a bit swirling around what we consider decent and indecent and offensive language or behavior. Give me a call and let me know what you think. We talked about nudity. We talked about language. We have talked about marijuana use. So those are all topics that we've talked about one way or the other in the past, and we can keep it going today and tomorrow. Actually, I'm not going to be here tomorrow. I've got some business to attend to tomorrow, so Katie will be here with you, but I'm sure that she'd love to talk about these things as well, so you can give her a call. I'll be back hopefully on Friday. I'm not too sure about that yet, so I'm going to not be here tomorrow morning, just FYI, so you don't wonder. And, well, three of Tonga's smallest islands, Tonga, it's a country, have suffered serious damage from tsunami waves, officials in the Red Cross say, as a wider picture begins to emerge of the destruction caused by the eruption of an undersea volcano near the Pacific Archipelago Nation. Communications have been down throughout Tonga since the eruption on a Saturday, but a ship made it to the outlying lands of Namuka, Mango, and Funafuti on Wednesday and reported back that few homes remained standing after settlements were hit with 49-foot-high waves, said Katie Greenwood, the head of delegation in the Pacific for the International Federation of Red Cross and Red Crescent Societies, which had two people aboard the vessel to help assess the damage. So, an a spectacular undersea volcano eruption near Tonga, a very small country of just over 100,000 people in the South Pacific. You know how I learned about Tonga? My stamp collection. Enter an ad, I think it was for 1 cent, they would send you a stamp from Tonga, and it was one of the early self-adhesive stamps. I'm talking back in the 70s. Tonga issued a stamp. It was in the shape of banana. It was self-adhesive, and I got that. Still have it. Got it from one of the stamp companies, hobby companies. And, of course, they sent along a lot of their proofs wanting you to buy more. Point is, that shows what an educational hobby stamp collecting is. You'll learn about geography and history and much, much more. And furthermore, when a company issues a stamp in the shape of a banana, you got to figure there's a pretty good chance that, they grow bananas there. So it's 10:55. We can take one more quick call if you call right now, 740-622-1560. Just a couple of cancellations brought to you by our Coshocton Regional Medical Center and Given Dawson Paisley Funeral Home. Tomorrow's community meal at Grace United Methodist Church is canceled, and the 1 p.m. Quilters group at Grace United Methodist Church is canceled as well. It's at 10:56. I'll be back around one more time right after this.
145 over 92.
180 over 111.
182 over 100. And I had a heart attack and a cardiac arrest and then a stroke.
Your blood pressure numbers could change your life.
A lot of people don't understand, including myself, I didn't, now I do, the impact of having a stroke.
My memory is shot.
When I woke up, I couldn't speak.
Lowering your high blood pressure could save you from a heart attack or stroke. If you've stopped your treatment plan, restart it, or talk to your doctor about creating one that works better for you, start taking the right steps at manageyourbp.org.
It's a new life, but I'm going to make it better. I'm coming back. Ask your doctor, check your blood pressure.
Brought to you by the American Heart Association, American Medical Association, and the Ad Council.
Hello, it's John Kozik, founder and president of TurboTrack Realty, and I buy houses as is, fast for cash. Call me today for an all-cash offer on any of your properties, and we can close within days at 614-470-2000, 614-470-2000. Do you own a property that's outdated and needs thousands of dollars in repairs? Great, I'll buy it. Give us a call today for an all-cash offer at 614-470-2000, 614-470-2000. Would it be convenient for you if you could simply take what you wanted and leave the rest behind? Great, I'll buy it. I buy all types of real estate completely as is. I buy vacant properties, inherited homes, divorce situations, death in the family, apartment buildings, rental portfolios. I even buy my tenant won't pay me the rent houses. Call TurboTrack Realty today for an all-cash offer and speak with one of our friendly staff members at 614-470-2000, 614-470-2000.
Some would call 88-year-old Sally Jackson a lucky senior.
A few years ago, a family member offered to move in and care for Sally so that she wouldn't have to leave the comfort of her own home.
But soon after, one of Sally's neighbors, Carol, paid a visit, unannounced.
Something wasn't quite right.
Sally's demeanor and physical appearance had changed.
Luckily, Carol was aware of warning signs that might signal elder abuse,
such as bruises, poor hygiene,
isolation, depression,
appearing withdrawn or unusually quiet, as if to hide something.
When victimized, elderly people often feel ashamed, confused.
But an alert neighbor helped Sally.
Not all abused seniors are as lucky as Sally Jackson.
McGruff the Crime Dog here. The National Crime Prevention Council wants to help you and your loved ones prevent elder abuse. Know what to look for. Know how to report it to local law enforcement agencies.
To learn more, go to ncpc.org/seniors. That's ncpc.org/seniors. A message from the National Crime Prevention Council and the U.S. Department of Justice.
That will wrap up our Communication Lines program for today. Thank you for calling and thank you for listening. And we'll do it again tomorrow. Again, I will not be here tomorrow, and hopefully we'll be back on Friday. And we want to thank Allie Miser, Riverview Senior, for joining us, talking about her senior project. She is working in conjunction with the Pregnancy Center of Coshocton. I want to thank Rebecca Armstrong from the Pregnancy Center for being with us as well. If you have any questions for them, their phone number is 740-622-3808. Weather forecast says cloudy skies today with high temperatures in the upper 30s. And tonight, considerably cloudy with a 20% chance of snow. And the temperatures are going to plummet once again with overnight lows around 15. For tomorrow, partly sunny in the morning, then becoming mostly cloudy, much colder, with highs in the lower 20s. Partly cloudy tomorrow night, very cold, with lows around 6 above. And Friday, mostly sunny, with highs in the lower 20s. It is currently 39 degrees in Coshocton. And Coshocton County remains under a level 1. That means roadways are still hazardous, so with blowing and drifting snow and ice, motorists should drive with caution. This is WTNS-FM, Coshocton, Ohio. It's 11 o'clock.
Listen to the WTNS Communication Lines Monday through Friday from 9 until 11 a.m. on WTNS-FM 99.3 or online at mywtnsradio.com.